Baobe, written by Nirej Siki, read by Opalsong. Fandom Moda Zusha, or The Untamed. Rating teen. Category gen. Also tagged for trans male character. Implied or referenced rape / non-con. Lan Xichun admired the world for its diversity, how different lands had different accents, different foods, different melodies, different customs, different superstitions. The differences added color to the world and made it more interesting. After all, without differences, how would anyone know that the sweet smoothness of Gusu's emperor's smile paired beautifully with the spicy food prepared in Yunmeng, or that the nasal intonations of Lanling were pleasantly charming when put against his favorite childhood songs. Still, there were some cultural idiosyncrasies that, admittedly, he thought had less merit than others. Jingha's notorious reluctance to share personal information, for instance. It was one thing when it was not knowing exactly how old a person was, or what their given name was, or things like that. It was another thing to find out, well, did you know about this? Lan Xichun asked Jing Guangyao in an undertone, even though the dumbstruck expression didn't give him much hope.
You were his deputy once.
You're his childhood friend, Jing Guangyao pointed out. And you didn't know.
Well, yes, but that's outside the sect. Whereas you were a guest disciple, never mind, it's not important.
Not important?
It isn't.
Lan Xichun straightened and moved forward, waving to get Nie Mingtui's attention from where he was yelling at Nie Huaisang, much to the evident pleasure of the baby in his arms.
Daga, your child is beautiful.
Is she?
Nie Mingtui asked, glancing down at the infant with a frown. How can you tell, under all those layers? All babies look the same to me. Lan Xichun found himself smiling in amusement. It was good to know that Nie Mingtui hadn't changed in personality, even if...
I must admit, I hadn't known you were expecting a child, he blurted out. Or that you,
were capable of carrying one? Nie Huaisang asked innocently. A bit... too innocently, the brat. He'd obviously known that his elder brother was, physiologically speaking, an elder sister. It wasn't as if Lan Xichun wasn't aware that Qinghe had a tradition of recognizing what they called misaligned reincarnations, a male soul accidentally reincarnating in a woman's body, or a woman in a man's, or even something else altogether. It was only that he thought he would have noticed it. Apparently not, given the casual way his sworn brother had been feeding the child earlier.
Arga is right. She really is quite beautiful,
Ding Guangyao said, coming close with a smile. His fingers reached for her, then paused.
Take it from someone who knows, Daga. I've seen plenty of babies before. She has very auspicious features.
Nie Mingtui snorted. I'd rather she had auspicious meridians, but it's too early to tell. Why do you keep twitching like that? Do you want to hold her or something? Just take her already.
Jing Guangyao found himself with a baby in his arms and a surprised expression, albeit one that quickly faded into a smile that seemed a bit more sincere than the previous one. Lan Xichun wished his sworn brother wouldn't feel the need to put up a facade with everyone.
Oh, she's very light. How old is she?
Old enough, Nie Mingtui said with a shrug.
And there was that Qinghe reticence again. Old enough probably meant that she'd had her first month birthday.
We're just calling her Baobe until we think of a name.
Of course they hadn't thought of a name. The Nie were hopeless. Nie Mingtui, in specific. Nie Huaisang probably had lists of names.
Does she... Jing Guangyao started to ask, then stopped. At Nie Mingtui's irritated expression, he coughed.
You'll have to forgive my unfamiliarity with how this works under the circumstances. Is she surnamed Nie, or do you use her father's...
Nie Huaisang's face spasmed in something that vaguely resembled rage for the half-second it took for him to hide it behind a fan, which Lan Xichun didn't understand and which made Jing Guangyao frown.
No, father, Nie Mingtui said. She's surnamed Nie, nothing else.
It's not as if we've left much of the other side alive, Nie Huaisang mumbled, and...
Oh, that's why he was angry. That was a very good reason to be angry.
Jing Guangyao abruptly turned as white as a sheet, which made Nie Mingtui reach over to catch him by the shoulders with a frown, saying,
Meng Yao, if you drop my infant child, I will drop you off the walls. Do you know how much effort it takes to get one of these? Quite literally a pain in the ass.
Lan Xichun had been about to say something. He didn't know what, but something necessary to vent the emotions in his heart, and it was all abruptly cut off by the sudden swell of amusement. Nie Mingtui's sense of humor had always been like that, a perfect deadpan that you only belatedly realized was deliberately making fun.
Let me hold her, he said instead, and accepted the small child into his arms.
She mostly looked annoyed with all the jostling, the tiny scowl already demonstrating her Nie heritage. He hoped for her sake that all her features were the same.
Daga, you really don't leave any room for the rest of us to compete with you, do you? You took first place in Phoenix Mountain, even though you must have already had this little one in tow.
Don't think too highly of me, Nie Mingtui said. I hadn't even noticed at that point, though it was late enough that I probably should have. Anyway, I didn't take first. They only said that because they didn't want to give it to the Jiang sect.
You were about equal with a third each, Jing Guangyao said. He was still too pale, a little upset.
Lan Xichun didn't blame him, especially since it had been his plan that had... Still, it was evident Nie Mingtui had no interest in discussing it, and it was better to follow his lead.
About equal is still second place. There weren't any rules against using demonic cultivation.
There will be now, Jing Guangyao said. Although I suppose it's unnecessary, with Wei Wuxian now holed up in Yilin.
Nie Huaisang hummed from behind his fan.
Didn't Lan Ar Gongxi go to Yilin recently?
He asked, almost purposefully casual.
What did he think of it?
Lan Xichun blinked. Nie Huaisang was getting at something, but he didn't know what. The Nie sect hadn't made any statements about what had happened with Wei Wuxian in the immediate aftermath. Something rather uncharacteristic of them. He supposed, looking down at the babe in his arms, and calculating time since Nie Mingtui's capture at Yangchuan, he now knew why. They had been preoccupied.
I don't know, he admitted. He didn't say very much, though I think he was pleased to see that Wei Gongxi was doing well.
He didn't encounter any issues.
Issues? No, what sort of issues?
Oh, I don't know. We all know how righteous Han Guanjun is. If there was something fishy going on, he would have felt the need to act, wouldn't he?
Nie Mingtui rolled his eyes, clearly understanding better than they did what Nie Huaisang was getting at. You just want to get more baby presents.
Bao Bei deserves all the presents, Nie Huaisang agreed peaceably. But she also deserves peace of mind, don't you think?
It's never too early to think about the future, Daga, Jing Guangyao agreed. If you leave relatives outside, you never know when they might come to make trouble.
Lan Xichun's heart gave a pang. Jing Guangyao had been one of those relatives from the outside once, and he knew it still pained him, though he was now safely recognized as his father's son.
We can go with you, assuming you want her to meet them, he offered.
He wasn't entirely sure whether Nie Huaisang and Jing Guangyao were suggesting meeting the remaining Wen sect members, or implying that Nie Mingtui should simply put the remaining Wens to death to avoid having to deal with any problems. but he figured it was better to simply pretend they meant the nicer option. It's bad luck not to honor relatives, if there are ones that you can tolerate. Anyway, I don't believe even the Yilin Patriarch could stand up against all of us, or that Wei Gongxi would if we came with a child to meet her relatives.
I'll think about it, Nie Mingchui allowed. If they really are all old people and children, non-participants, it wouldn't be a problem to recognize them to some extent. It's better to have more cousins rather than less, after all.
Lan Xichen recalled a brief reference to his brother, and made to a child he encountered at Yilin, how close it had been with Wei Wuxian, who was infamously rabid in the defense of those he considered family, no matter what official pretense had to be put about between him and the Jiang sect. "I think," he said, "that that's an excellent idea."